This is the Paul McGuire Report. Now let's, oh, by the way, you can visit paulmcguire.us. Take advantage of all our free resources, tons of them. As many of you who have been longtime listeners and watchers know, we have recently greatly expanded our platforms on diverse social media and across the internet. And you know the reason for that. Mass censorship. Censorship conducted via artificial intelligence, bots, algorithms, which are computer formulas, and computerized social profiling, where powerful forces that control America want to control your thoughts and thinkings and beliefs and ideas. And the way that they have always done it is they control your mind by controlling mass media, books, newspapers, magazines, radio, movies, feature films, episodic TV, TV, and they control every kind of media, which controls your mind. So they control your minds by controlling your media input. And there are numerous ways of doing that. The primary way is you censor out, you remove, you edit out, and you don't air or produce or write or direct any media or any form of communication that has content that exposes or counters or reveals their hidden agenda, the ridiculousness of their propaganda, and how their social engineering works. So for many, many decades, it's only up until the advent of the internet and social media and its availability, like in terms of social media platforms and video platforms, etc., that are now not just available on your television set or your AM and FM radio receiver, but all this information is now available to you on a vast spectrum of new technologies, which include your cell phone, your laptop, your iPad, and all kinds of other technological devices. So by removing you from those technological devices, they in effect censor you and remove the thoughts, the ideas, the philosophies, the spiritual beliefs, and the truth you're trying to communicate. Because they, the globalist elite, who totally control and own the media, are at war with your spiritual beliefs, and they are at war with your beliefs in every area. They're at war with God, they're at war with the principles of God. They're in a full-on, 100% flat-out war against the reality of God in people's minds, souls, and hearts. And they're using every technological, psychological, and spiritual power at their disposal to eradicate any thinking, any thoughts or any ideas in your mind that may favorably embrace things like the Bible, Jesus Christ, God, morality, the traditional family, capitalism, patriotism, nationalism, and all the other things which were the basic founding principles that made America great and that made America the only free nation on planet Earth with it the only real and legitimate constitution where our freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom of the press were protected. But you see, the globalist elite have no allegiance to America. Oh, it doesn't matter that the globalist elite and the billionaires and supermillionaires and even trillionaires that composed the globalist elite, they may act like they're Americans, they may fake patriotism, they may pretend like they're for America, but that's all smoke and mirrors. What they're really all about is the total destruction of America, because America represents the last bastion of hope for the preservation of Christian values, the basic freedoms that our Constitution guarantees us, which are called certain inalienable rights. And inalienable means that these basic rights, like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, are rights that are truly guaranteed to us by the real living God. And since the real living God gave us those rights, no human or humanistic system, no totalitarian regime operating on scientific mind control and propaganda has the right to take away the basic rights that only God gave you and only God can continue to give you. You see, the Bible is the only truly liberating and revolutionary book. Why? Because the Bible is the only book that seeded into the minds and hearts of men and women ideas like freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, and the free pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Only the Bible produces that kind of freedom. The globalist elite who belong to secret societies and who are secretly controlling our nation, our planet, and our government are not about freedom. They are about using by any means necessary to conquer the American people and the people of the world for the purpose of enslaving them and making them the personal slaves of the globalist elite. Now, this whole notion of thinking that you're superior to the common man and woman genetically, this whole notion is in itself a violent rebellion against the personal living God of the universe and his laws. You are declaring war against the real God when you attempt to enslave mankind and make mankind your slaves and servants by brute force and by mind control. If you peel back the layers of secrets behind all these secret societies like the Illuminati, the Rosicrucians, Skull and Bones, and many other secret societies, you see that they are not modeled after the biblical God and the laws and precepts of the biblical God. They are modeled after the statutes of Lucifer and Satan. All Luciferian and satanic organizations and totalitarian governments and all Luciferian systems are built on the premise of a pyramid-like structure flowchart where the satanic or Luciferian elite, the master race, are at the top of the pyramid, and the lower level people, the slaves and the servants, are on the lower levels of the pyramidical flowchart. And notice that on the back of the U.S. dollar, you see the Luciferian pyramidical flowchart, which comes from what I call the Pharaoh God King system of ancient Egypt, and the satanic and Luciferian rulership system that comes from the ancient pyramid known as the Tower of Babel in ancient Babylon. So the source of the thinking, the ideas and beliefs of ancient Babylon and ancient Egypt, they provide the belief system and the ideas upon which the globalist satanic elite want to rule and reign over all mankind and enslave them. Why? Because the globalist elite are operating directly under the Luciferian, Babylonian, and ancient Egyptian occult systems of satanic rule, known as, by the way, Mystery Babylon. So whenever you see a secret society, whenever you see the symbols of a secret society, you see evidence of the fact that the principles and the organizational structure of that secret society, such as Skull and Bones, the Illuminati, the Rosicrucians, and other secret societies, they all flow directly out of the satanic rulership systems of Babylon and Egypt. So when you go to Washington, D.C., what do you see? You see the architecture of Washington, D.C., and the architecture of Vatican City, built after the architecture of ancient Babylon and ancient Egypt, along with the adaptation of the satanic and Luciferian spiritual systems of ancient Babylon at the time of the Tower of Babel, and the Luciferian and satanic control systems that flow from ancient Egypt. When you see the symbols and the architecture in Washington, D.C., like, for example, the phallic symbol of the Washington Monument, which goes up like a giant needle into the sky, is a phallic symbol. And the on the opposing end in Washington, D.C., you see the dome-like structure or dome womb-like structure of the Tower of Babel. These were built by America's early Freemasons, who were occultists, and the phallic symbol and the womb-like Capitol dome structure represent, in occultic symbols, they represent a phallic symbol and a womb, which points to a divine impregnation. And this divine impregnation goes back to the occultic spiritual beliefs of Mystery Babylon, which taught that Nimrod, who was the head of ancient Babylon, he is the phallic symbol, and his wife, the wife of Nimrod, whose name was Semiramis, the womb-like capital dome structure represents the womb of Semiramis. And both Semiramis and Nimrod were considered gods and goddesses by the ancient Babylonian and Egyptian peoples. Now, how that works is that the Semiramis was worshipped as a goddess by the Babylonian people. but she murdered her husband Nimrod. But then she lied to the masses of the Babylonian people and told them that her husband Nimrod had risen into the sky to become the sun or the sun god, whose name was Ra, R-A. And so Nimrod became Ra, the sun god, represented by the phallic symbol, and Semiramis, who was the mother goddess or the female goddess, represented the womb-like structure. And so this is one of the foundational precepts of Freemasonry, the Rosicrucians, and Mystery Babylon. And it gets far deeper than that. Now, let's look at one of the methodologies that were employed by these ancient super civilizations. And currently, we have this psychological mechanism known as mass formation. And in more, and that's what's happening in America today with all this pandemic fear, the vaccination fear, the fear of economic collapse, the fear of social chaos, the fear of riots in the streets. All these fears that are in America are driving a psychological programming process known as mass formation. And what creates the environment for mass formation to occur on a mass scale is the lack of societal bonding. So, in other words, when you have enormous social isolation on a mass scale, which, by the way, is exactly what the lockdowns are all about. The lockdowns produce social isolation, and social isolation produces mass formation, and social isolation accelerates and amplifies social bonding. Now, the second, and this is all methodical. This is part of a long-term strategy. It didn't happen by accident. If you look at the chaos in America and across the world, if you look at the pandemic, if you look at the talk of nanochip implants, biochip implants, if you look at the reports coming in about the ingredients of the vaccinations, if you look at the other hidden technological, psychological, and biological factors that are raging in our society right now, you are looking at the diverse ingredients necessary for a new mass formation to occur, which is a lack of social bonding. Now, the second condition is that the majority of people must experience their lives as both meaningless and purposelessness. And then the third condition for mass formation is what is called, and you'll hear this word on television all the time, is the widespread free-floating anxiety and free-floating discontent are other primary causes of mass formation. So this refers to discontent and anxiety that have no apparent specific or no apparent distinct causes. In other words, this free-floating anxiety and this free-floating discontent should not be occurring. And the free-floating anxiety and the free-floating discontent increases mass formation. Now, finally, the fourth condition necessary for mass formation is a free-floating frustration and aggression, or a free-floating hatred, which tends to naturally follow the previous forms of free-floating psychological conditions, like free-floating depression and free-floating anxiety. And then you have free-floating frustration. Now, this is essential for you to really nail and grasp, because when you do, this evil spell that has been placed upon you and this nation and your families and your loved ones, look, I'm very serious. Now, I happen to have multiple definitions and multiple reasons for using the term evil spell. So once you understand that, let's dive a little deeper and let's expose something that most people are oblivious to in America and around the world. The fact is that in America and around the rest of the world, literally, an evil spell has been cast, or an evil spell has been put on the majority of the population of America and the rest of the world. And under this evil spell or evil condition, mass formation grows and occurs. And as it grows and occurs, the frustration and aggression don't have a real clear-cut, logical, or scientific cause. That's why the terms free-floating are used. The reason they use the term free-floating, as in free-floating anxiety, free-floating depression, and free-floating discontent, and free-floating frustration and aggression are used, is because the reason they're defined as free-floating is because scientists and psychologists can't find a definitive, specific reason for their existence in the first place. It's like these psychological conditions like frustration and anxiety and other things seem to have come out of nowhere. And as such, they act like the spell, the evil spell of an evil witch. And on multiple definitions, they are the evil spell that has been cast by an evil witch upon America and the rest of the world. You need to understand that. You need to wake up out of your trance state, which is evidence that you're under a spell. You need to be deprogrammed, dehypnotized, and wake up to the reality of reality, which will reveal to you in glaring light the fact that all of America has been placed under a spell. And there's only one people group that has the power to break the evil spell off of yourself, off of your families, off of the nation, and off of the world. There's only one entity that has been given the supernatural and natural power to break the spell off of the masses. But unless that group that has been given the power to break the spell actually steps up to the plate and does break the spell, it will continue to dominate the people, and this oppression and this negativity and this spiritual darkness will continue to rule America, the people of America, and the rest of the world as long as the people who have been given the supernatural power to break the spell continue to do nothing or continue to step back from their God-given obligation to use their supernatural authority in Jesus Christ and to literally take authority over that spell right now, over the spell operating in your life, the life of America, and the life of the world. You must right now take authority over that spell and in Jesus' name break that spell by using the authority that Christ has given you. And when you step up to the plate, use your authority and in Jesus' name break that spell, you will exercise the dominion of God, who is love, the dominion of Jesus Christ, who tells us that when you know the truth shall set you free. We can, you can, right now. Look, I'm not beating around the bush, and I'm not talking in metaphors. Hear me plainly and clearly. You have the power to break the spell. But it doesn't do any good to have the power to break the spell unless you step up to the plate and break that spell now. Not tomorrow, not in the far-off future, now. It's either now you break the spell or you will live to desperately weep and regret it. So break it. And it's simple. To break, you simply use the command and authority that Christ has given you. And in a nanosecond, if you can step up to the plate and exercise a mustard seed of faith and speak with your words the power in Christ to break the curse of the evil spell, it will be done instantaneously. Now, bringing about of the freeing reality may come incrementally, but your freedom and the freedom of millions and the freedom of your children and your family and your fellow Americans and the freedom of people all around the world will be won the exact moment you break the spell and quit playing church, for crying out loud. So, free-floating anxiety, depression, discontent, and frustration, which don't have any discernible real cause. That's why I'm saying you need to break the spell. Because ultimately, we're not dealing with science. We're dealing in a realm beyond science. The spell cannot be broken through scientific or biological or genetic applications of science. The spell, the evil spell, doesn't go away through vaccinations. The evil spell only goes away by implementing the supernatural authority you've been given in Jesus Christ. Now, mass formation can be broken through psychological mechanisms, through technological mechanisms, through scientific mechanisms, but most importantly, the evil spell can be broken through spiritual mechanisms, such as using spiritual authority to break the evil spell. So, the purpose of the evil spell, the real purpose of the evil spell, has nothing to do with biology, genetics, vaccinations, immune systems, and all the rest of that stuff. Those are all peripheral stuff. They're all important, but they're all peripheral. The the central target must be the breaking of the, on a psychological level, the active breaking of a hypnotized or not yet fully hypnotized group of people who have fallen under the evil spell. They are, in a psychological analysis, that their spell is due to a collective hypnotic conditioning. And so you can use psychological warfare to break the psychological dimensions of the spell. You can use technological and scientific warfare to break the scientific and technological sources of the spell. That would be the eradication of all subliminally applicated mind control drugs, tranquilizers in the water like fluoride, lithium tranquilizer in the the aerosol type sprays, chemtrails that they're spraying in the sky, and the covert electromagnetic frequencies that produce altered states of consciousness that come from specific EMF frequencies broadcasted by new frequency transmitters like the power of 5G. That all contributes to this collective evil spell. Then, once you acknowledge those scientific, biological, psychological mechanisms, you can't be deceived by your self-seduction into thinking that you're intellectually superior to the pilgrims and Puritans. If you are seduced by your pride into thinking that you are smarter, far more superior, far more educated, and have a far greater knowledge and understanding of biology, psychology, genetics, etc., then you have just been gamed by the globalist elite. Because the globalist elite are fully aware and have been since Babylon and Egypt that not only does scientific, technological power exist, monetary power exists, military power exists, but the globalist elite have been fully aware of this fact that you need to wake up to, which is the greatest power in the world and the greatest power operating in the universe is not natural but supernatural. That supernatural power is the most powerful form of power in the world and universe, and you have been given the supernatural power to utilize and activate supernatural power and supernatural authority over other supernatural acts of aggression. Thus, the weaponization of Mystery Babylon by the globalist elite and the taking down of the global spell and the global trance, which flows directly out of ancient sorcery, ancient magic, and ancient occult arts. So, what am I saying? Look at the world around you. Look at your society. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at your loved ones. And I want to ask you a question right in your face. How long are you going to allow this trance state, this scientific and technological act of social conditioning, social engineering, and what many would call the function of a dark, evil, satanically energized spell, how long are you going to allow it to dominate your world, your family, your nation, and your loved ones? How long are you going to permit it? Because only, and only when you decide, and all those people decide who claim to be Christians and followers of Jesus, only the real ones, not the counterfeits, when they decide, and when you decide, enough is enough, and it's over. Today, at this second, it's over. When you make that decision, and then put energy into that decision by using your authority in the name of Jesus Christ, you have been given the power to curse that evil spell and to command that evil spell to dissolve off of you, your loved ones, your nation, your family, and the rest of the world. The minute you decide to change the future, which is a power, by the way, which God has already given you, it is at that minute that the future changes. No, you're not changing Bible prophecy. That's weak. That represents a weak understanding of Bible prophecy. You need to have a truthful and robust understanding of Bible prophecy where you see yourself as a partner with Jesus Christ in the last days. Why in the heck do you think you're here during this time period in the last days? To sit around in a stupor or a trance? To be passive, compliant, and immobilized? Of course not. You can change what's happening right now by exercising authority. And so what I want to introduce to your mind in this last few seconds is this. It is not only possible, but it is doable to change our present reality and this and these subsequent oppressive and dark and paralyzing conditions all around us, driven by the fictitional narrative of a pandemic and vaccinations, using them as a mechanism for social control. You have been given the power to change all of that, and you've been given the power to liberate and to set the captives free. A captive is a slave. You've been given the power to set people free. People you love and people all around the world are waiting to be set free, and you have been given the power. So it is the expectation of God that when God gives you something, and indeed he has given you much, it is the expectation of God that you are to use all of the power, all of the gifts, all of the talents that he has given you, in full force, you are to operate under power from on high. And the moment you decide to do that by choice, you will drive the invisible armies of darkness from our land. And the energies of the kingdom of heaven will function as fierce winds, blowing the oppression, blowing the pandemic, blowing the darkness, blowing the satanic actions, blowing them right out of this dimension into the unseen dimension called the invisible world or the spiritual world or parallel universe, and then take it from there and drive the forces of hell literally into the lake of fire, where they will be locked up for all eternity, and then celebrate and declare victory and occupy until the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us.